deep. This third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every matter be established. I have declared beforehand, and I say beforehand, as present the second time, and now absent, to those that have sinned before, and to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak towards you, but is powerful among you, for if indeed he has been crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power, for indeed we are weak in him, but we shall live with him by God's power towards you, examine your own selves, if ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Do ye not recognize yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed ye be reprobates? Now I hope that ye will know that we are not reprobates. But we pray to God that ye may do nothing evil, nor that we may appear approved, but that ye may do what is right, and we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we rejoice when we may be weak, and ye may be powerful. But this also we pray for, your perfecting. On this account I write these things, being absent, that being present I may not use severity according to the authority which the Lord has given me for building up, and not for overthrowing. Verse 11. For the rest, brethren, rejoice, be perfected, be encouraged, be of one mind, be at peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Salute one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.